This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
The publication Adweek just released its list of the 13 biggest marketing blunders of 2014. A Subway ad telling women to eat better so they look sexier in Halloween costumes. That came in at number 12. McDonald's' new, slightly terrifying Happy Meal mascot. Well, that was number 6. And topping the list was Apple's $100 million gift of U2's new album, Songs of Innocence, to iTunes users, whether they wanted it or not. All of these could be considered bad ideas right out of the gate, but sometimes a campaign can take a drastic turn after years of success. Zachary Crockett is a writer for the blog Priceonomics, and he has the story of Domino's Pizza and the fall of its strangely beloved mascot.
From its inception, Domino's was kind of a quirky chain. They were founded with $900 by two brothers in 1960. And by the late 70s, they'd evolved into this $500 million enterprise. A large factor of their success was this 30-minute or less guarantee that they had.
Taste the quality.
Which was basically a promise to their customers that if they didn't receive their pizza in 30 minutes or less, they'd get it for free.
One call does it all.
In the 80s, they decided they needed kind of a visual manifestation of this policy. The result of that was the Noid.
This is the Noid. He loves to ruin your pizza.
The Noid was this ugly, troll-like character clad in a red onesie with rabbit ears and buck teeth.
The Noid did it.
In the commercials, Domino's would portray him as this creature intent on destroying every pizza that went through the production line. Soon, they developed the slogan, Avoid the Noid.
Avoid the Noid!
And they claimed that their pizzas were immune to this creature. The Noid was strange in that there is this utter detestment for him, but everyone also seemed to love him at the same time. In 1989, the Noid kind of took off on another level. These plush toys were created, and video games were made, and really, the Noid became a household name. Then, right at the peak of his popularity, he endured probably the worst mascot PR in history. On January 30th, 1989, this man wielding a .357 Magnum walks into a Domino's in Atlanta, Georgia, and he holds two employees hostage. The police arrive, and it becomes a huge ordeal. It ends up being a five-hour standoff. He's demanding money, he's demanding a getaway car. He even forces these employees to make him pizzas. Finally, he is distracted for a moment, and these hostages escape. The police apprehend him, and he's charged with this slew of felonies. It turns out the reason this man was agitated is because he was a paranoid schizophrenic named Kenneth Lamar Noid. He had this ongoing feud in his mind with the owner of Domino's. He believed that this marketing campaign was directed at him. The media had a field day. Really, it just became a running joke.
Now a report on new Domino's pan pizza.
In one newspaper in Boca Raton, the headline was, Domino's hostages couldn't avoid the Noid this time. Though the media made this event out to be quirky and funny, it did have kind of a sad, depressing side to it. Lamar Noid was found innocent by reason of insanity, and he spent 3 months in a Georgia mental institution. In 1995, he actually ended up committing suicide. He was never really able to shake the idea that this entire campaign had been a smear against him. Subsequently, Domino's terminated the Noid. He completely disappeared from all of their marketing campaigns. He had sunken into obscurity. In 2011, the Noid actually made a short-lived return for his 25th anniversary. Domino's brought him back for this promotional Facebook game. It was somewhat inappropriately named the Noid Super Pizza Shootout.
That's Zachary Crockett of the blog Priceonomics. We have a link to his original story up on our website. That's marketplace.org.